Let's do it. I'm going to, I can't really tell if we have a quorum, but we'll find out when we do roll call. So, good afternoon. We are going to call this meeting of the TRPA Environmental Improvement, Transportation, and Public Outreach Committee to order. The date's Wednesday, May 26, 2021, and it is 2:17 p.m., and we're having a virtual meeting today. And with that, the first item on the agenda is the roll call to determine a quorum. So, Mario, would you please take roll?
Ms. Faustinos?
Present.
Ms. Gustafson?
Here.
Ms. Hill?
Here.
Mr. Lawrence?
Here.
Ms. Novosel?
Here.
Ms. Williamson?
Here.
Mr. Yates?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
All right. Thank you. And thank you to all the committee members. I know it's been a long day, particularly for all of you that had either legal or operations this morning. So I really appreciate you guys hanging in there. I'll go over the meeting rules for the day. First, to observe and participate in the meeting, go to www.trpa.gov, select the May 26, 2021 Governing Board meeting on the calendar, and follow the link to the webinar. Members of the public can find all meeting materials there as well. To participate in the committee meeting with your comments, please utilize the hand-raising function in the GoToWebinar platform at the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you'll be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the committee. If you have contacted the TRPA for reasonable accommodation and received a unique PIN for dial-in, please make sure you enter that PIN so that you may be identified and unmuted by TRPA staff. And if you are using the GoToWebinar Instant Join web app, please make sure it is opened in the Google Chrome browser and that you allow access to your microphone in order to be unmuted. If you are joining via the call-in number posted on the website, please note that this is a listen-in only option. If you wish to address the, that's it for that one. So to the committee members, if you wish to speak, please alert me via the chat function if you are online, or just go ahead and speak up if you're calling in. Please set the chat box to panelists and organizers, and also only use the chat function to indicate desire to speak and not for sidebar conversations. So with that, the next item is the approval of the agenda. Nick or Julie, are there any changes to the agenda?
No changes, Mr. Chair.
Sounds good. So I'll deem the agenda approved. And then we will move on to agenda item 2, which is the Transportation Funding Initiative briefing and staff direction. Information is found on page 363 of the packet. And with that, Nick, I believe you are leading the presentation on that, so I will turn it over to you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Nick Haven. I am the Transportation and Long-Range Planning Division Chief at TRPA. And today, I know it's been a long day for you all, so I will try and be expeditious in my comments, but it's a very good conversation I think we're going to have today, because the presentations from earlier today really queued up the essence of what we want to cover today, kind of around collective action around transportation. I think you heard that a lot in the presentations around forestry as well as sustainable rec. And so very timely today to speak with you this afternoon. Tracy, next slide, please. And so we're going to cover more on funding. And so as you recall, we're looking to try to close the gap and fully fund the regional transportation plan. And so as you may recall, the pie chart here is really looking at what is anticipated to fund that regional transportation plan over time, and how does that shake out in terms of sectors, federal, state, local, private, and then this new one that is regional. And essentially that's new funding, right? That has not been identified yet, but the need has been identified. And so next slide, please. And so you'll also recall this bar chart a few months back. This is a little bit of a deeper dive into those sectors. So this is really looking at how much is assured and more stable, and that's the blue, and unfortunately those are the smaller portions. But the red is really where we need to focus action, where we have to focus a lot of effort. And this is where, you know, this is new funding that's typically like discretionary grants or other new funding mechanisms that may come online throughout these various sectors. And so today, we're going to focus on local and private. And last month, as you recall, we covered state and federal and kind of went through, you know, what the current landscape is at the state and federal level, also targeting new opportunities, especially at the federal level with the reauthorization of the transportation bill and talk of infrastructure funding. I know Julie covered that earlier. So we are very active in those spaces along with our partners. But today we're going to zero in on kind of local and private because I think there's some good opportunities there. So next slide, please. So local and private funding have really always been an important component of the transportation funding picture. And so every local government and private entity kind of has their focus and their priority for investments. And sometimes that works together. And, you know, sometimes those kind of remain in their silos, to be honest. And we really want to talk today about how can we look forward to begin to create better alignment, true collaboration, to kind of work together to invest in the community and for these regional transportation solutions. And, you know, in Tahoe, there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. We know that. But I think right now with the focus on transportation, kind of we have everyone's attention. So the inertia is there right now. We have an opportunity, I think, and we need to gain some leadership in all sectors. And so next slide, please. And so this alignment, so if you go from that silo approach to more of a collective approach, this alignment, you know, around collective action and shared goals really takes that leadership, transparency, and collaboration. And you saw that kind of in action earlier today with the forestry report. If you look at what the TFFT was doing and 21 agencies coming together to really put forward their priorities and really target what they're going after. Very good model, good action. And so, you know, that kind of alignment results in very powerful leveraging. We talk about leveraging funding a lot, but also implementation success. It gains you broader base support from like local governments, from the business community, from these visitor management organizations, you heard from Carol earlier, and just the general public and the general community. And that will help us get projects on the ground, support for projects, and hopefully facilitate implementation. And so this kind of mobilizing around shared transportation goals, other regions have done this. I mean, you know, I look at some of my research, you know, Silicon Valley, where they've passed multiple like funding mechanisms to fund transportation projects. And the champion for those was the private sector. Okay. And so you had large employers, you know, the tech industry, that was their industry, right? And so that tech industry saw a common desire to improve transportation in Silicon Valley to get either their employees to work or their just basic logistics. But they really took the lead and were a champion around that. And so if you translate that to Tahoe, you know, the discussion around sustainable recreation is entirely timely, right? Where we need to manage our visitor, where our economy is tourism, right? And so we need to identify champions. And we have examples, you know, we've talked about the North Lake Tahoe approach quite a bit. And that's a good example of where you've seen local government in Placer County working closely with the Lake Tahoe Resort Association, kind of that visitor destination, I guess it was management and marketing organization, and the business community. And you look at the results of that and the ability to pay for transportation improvements that not only benefit the community, but benefit the region. And so there's opportunities to look at. If you just go a little east, you have now Incline Village Crystal Bay Visitors Authority now beginning to contribute to transportation. They're actually going to kick off a pilot microtransit shared shuttle in Incline Village. That's tied in and integrated with an exciting new TART microtransit. So you'll have all along the North Shore new services coming online thanks to private investment and local government investment. So, you know, there's some good examples, I think, that exist, and there's opportunities, I think, that exist around the rest of the basin as well. I mean, if you circle around, you have a newly reinvigorated South Shore Transportation Management Association that's really starting to mobilize the business community on the South Shore. The Chamber is very active and interested. And you have even business owners participating in the development of the Main Street Management Plan and looking at how do they contribute or work together in terms of parking and parking management. I know TTD is looking to release a parking study here soon. So there's a lot of action and activity. And then even the event center that Carol Chaplin mentioned, you know, you have Lake Tahoe Visitors Authority, you know, developing that facility and then also contributing financially to transportation services. So that all needs to be coordinated. So next slide. So what does this look like kind of in action, right? So we just talked about the local government and private partnerships that are possible around shared transportation goals. And then click it one more time. And so you look at what the opportunity exists. We've talked a lot about funding leverage. This is what that looks like. So you have those local and private funds able to now leverage significant amounts of federal and state programs, right? That's necessary in order to even receive those programs. Click it one more time. And then if you look at the regional, so again, back to that regional bar, if you look at that additional contribution, you know, that can begin to fund some of those more difficult and challenging investments like ongoing transit operations that you can't find federal and state grants to fund. You know, so there's those gaps that need to be filled by that regional transportation investment. So I think to bring it back, go ahead to the next slide, Tracy, please. So to bring it back to this bar chart, you know, this is a great opportunity, I think, to show how we can collectively work together, have collective compromise, and support kind of these champions in all these sectors, because there are a lot of moving parts, but it's all coordinated. Everyone's working together. So that right bar that I'm highlighting remains this committee's focus in terms of how do we fill that $20 million a year funding gap. And so next slide, just kind of wrapping up. So here's how we're setting up you as the committee to work collectively and collaboratively across those sectors, kind of getting out of our silos. We have consultant interviews, and we're selecting a consultant hopefully this week, and we appreciate some of the feedback on that. That's really going to help us move quickly. And so also that consultant team will really help us get additional information packaged from the transportation the technical committee, so that transportation implementation committee, and really get us some additional foundational information that will then help us launch into that collective funding strategy and have those solutions that we can move on as a region. And so with that, just wanted to open up the discussion, and I'm going to close there, trying to get through this, but to save your time, but would love to hear some feedback on that and turn it back over to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate the update and the presentation. I'll open it up to committee members. I don't see anything in chat right now, but if there are questions or comments from committee members, please speak up now.
Mr. Chair, this is Cindy.
Yeah, sure. Hi, Cindy. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, a couple comments. First off, I think, we're all in alignment with this is where we need to go. And I'm looking forward, had a chance to review both proposals from the consultants, and both have excellent qualifications. So good luck in the interviews. And I had submitted some comments on those to Leo Drozdoff as he was soliciting the Bi-State Committee. But I just want to make clear that we're so excited about the MicroMass Transit services on the North Shore, but I think I speak for both Placer County and potentially also for Incline, that these are not sustainable. These are pilot programs, and I just want to make that clear, and they're not connected. And one of the things I'm already hearing from folks is, well, gee, why aren't you connecting them? Well, we are through our TART service, which is the mainline bus service, but the MicroMass Transit is going to stay within its communities right now. With that, Placer County's funding, to give you an order of magnitude, is just over $500,000 for 3 months this summer of operations. It's very significant. And then if you think about the gaps, we were already asked to get a shuttle, MicroMass Transit service out to Squaw Valley. We've been asked to interconnect between the Kings Beach and Tahoe City area. So right now, if you're in Kings Beach, you can get a ride from destinations in Kings Beach and stay within Kings Beach, or Tahoe City, you can go a little ways down the West Shore, but you can't go between the two communities. And so that's what we're hearing. You know, the minute we offer, the exciting news is people want even more. And so I'm really excited to see the results, but I just want to make sure we're all working together to understand the magnitude of funding that's going to be needed to really make these systems work, so people can depend on them and leave their cars at home and really know that they can visit Tahoe without parking all over the place and all of the issues that we see that are compounded when people leave their homes or hotels and go to the beaches or trails. And so I wanted to make that point, because it really is going to take this huge collaboration and really working on this sustained funding so we can build that fleet and make those connections work year round. So thanks.
And thank you, Cindy. And Sue, I see that you want to make a comment too, but real quick, I don't want to lose my train of thought with Cindy's comments. I agree, and I really do appreciate you pointing out that these are pilot projects, and just because you get a pilot project going doesn't mean there's sustainable funding into the future. And with that in mind, Nick, regarding, finding the transportation funding, you mentioned, not every source works for every need. And so I would hope, the infrastructure is one thing, and I'm thinking of Highway 28 because that's my backyard. We need infrastructure improvements for the parking, but we need a shuttle service that's sustainable and moves forward. And then you also get into the maintenance costs. How do we fix our potholes and stuff? And so I'm hoping, moving forward that those costs and those funding needs are kind of thought about in those types of buckets, so that they can be matched up maybe with potential funding sources, and then maybe identifying some sort of larger sustainable funding source moving forward. So with that, and then Sue, I see you in chat, so you have a comment, so please go ahead.
Thank you, Jim. We've been struggling, frankly, on the South Shore with where TTDs, where we lie in the scheme of things, because there's so much movement, or lack of, a little of both, when it comes to transit, not necessarily so much the transportation, because I think we're all doing a good job understanding that's more of a CIP kind of EIP type of position. But when we talk about transit, exactly what you're saying, Jim, is it's not sustainable, we found. So how do you make it work in a especially in the South Shore, where you've got three different jurisdictions that have some have very little skin in the game, and one has a huge amount of work ahead of it to try to figure out how to connect not just the workers, but our tourists to the areas they'd like to go to. So any rate, you know, we've and Cindy can verify this, but I don't want to put words in her mouth, but we've gotten to a point where we're going to be facilitating the TTD. We've got Kayla McGee on board and starting to talk to our members, and just want to make sure you have this heads up that, you know, it's not just about what we do, but it's how we do it. Who's implementing what in the region? And it's that clarification is seems simple, but we don't have that clarity right now because there's so many jurisdictions, so many groups, and it just gets very, very frustrating at a board level to understand who's doing what and why. So that's the kind of clarity I would like to see, you know, and perhaps our two facilitators can get together and start the conversation of, you know, what does that mean? I'd certainly like to see a chart on who's supposed to do what, who implements what, and, you know, and how would that relate to one big regional type of system, which we all know we need to get to. So just wanted to share some of that frustration and you know, hopefully maybe a question more for you, Nick, is, you know, is your facilitator planning to talk to our facilitator?
You're on mute, Nick.
Yes, sorry about that. Yeah, I think we obviously all have to be talking to one another. I think, you know, roles is definitely one thing. I think the collective goals up front are extremely important to create alignment around, and then the roles circulate kind of around that. And so, yeah, absolutely. I think there's great opportunity and good timing, actually.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you. Let's make sure they get together and have conversations, and hopefully get some of this, get some clarity out of all this. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. You know, I will echo that. I think there does need to be more clarity in that space, and not just as a board member, but I also get that comment from members of the public as well. A little bit of confusion on who's responsible for what. So I think it's important to get more clarity there, not just to the board members, but just to the general public, because consistent messaging is key to success. So, any other comments from board members or questions? Okay, I don't see any. With the RFP for the consultant, Nick, I do have a question. I forget, what is the is there a timeline or a deadline for that consultant report to be finished up?
Yeah, so we have we're going to be negotiating that timeline, but there are some key milestones we're going to be baking into that, and one of those being the Nevada legislature products for the oversight committee as well as the legislature. So those will be built in as a key milestone, and then we're going to see how far we can get with our budget to take us hopefully further, but that's again going to depend on budget and the negotiations with the contractor. So we do have some key milestones in presenting that collective funding strategy and priorities.
Okay. Now that sounds good. And I know you still need to go through the selection process and do the contract, and that'll be part of it. I'm glad that you've baked into the thought process the milestone of the Legislative Oversight Committee on the Nevada side, because I think that is going to be very important for continued engagement and success. Before going to public comment, I guess I'll throw it out there one more time for committee members. Seeing none, Maria, is there anybody that wishes to do public comment on this item?
Yes, Mr. Chair, we have one public comment so far. We're going to unmute Steve Teixeira. Steve, go ahead.
Great. Thank you. Welcome, Steve. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Steve Teixeira, transportation activist. I know you all know this, but there is definitely an integration between our work to generate additional revenue for transit and transportation and the discussions earlier today about sustainable recreation and tourism. We need to be able to provide people with other ways than using their private automobile to access our recreation areas. We all know that, but again, I just wanted to reinforce the importance of what you're doing at this committee and what we're doing in the broader setting at Tahoe with this regional sustainable transportation revenue initiative and our ability to grapple with the pressures that we're seeing on our recreation areas. We know we're going to continue to see that. We know we're going to continue to be very popular. And a lot of the times we're saying, well, you know, take transit to a recreation area, but the transit doesn't yet exist. So I just wanted to reinforce that as you consider today. I know it's very timely to be looking at these consultant proposals so that we can get some additional assistance in reaching a regional consensus on this, and appreciate the dialogue that you've had at this committee on those issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, personally, I couldn't agree more. I think up at Lake Tahoe, I don't think there's any way you can separate out sustainable recreation from transportation. I think they're totally intertwined, and I know that's, you know, at least that's how most of us are looking at it. But I'm glad you got that on the record. Any additional public comment, Maria?
Mr. Chair, at this time, there is no additional public comment.
Okay, thank you. With that, I will close public comment and then bring it back to the committee for one last chance for further comments on this item. Not hearing any. Nick, this is an informational only. There's no vote required. You're to get feedback. Did you get the feedback you needed for the next steps?
Yeah, no, I think we're in good shape. We look forward to coming back next month.
Great. Thank you, Nick. With that, we'll move on to agenda item 3, which is just general committee member comments. And I don't see anybody in chat, so just go ahead and speak up if there's any general comments at this point in time.
Mr. Chair, this is Belinda. Just wanted to make a suggestion in an earlier comment we heard about, you know, the terminology that we use with public outreach and how that gets interpreted. And just want to make the suggestion that maybe thinking about it in this context as well, you know, public engagement seems to be a better terminology to really identify the process that I think we're all talking about. It's just, you know, it's words, but words, you know, have significance. So definitely want to acknowledge the fact that I think that there has been great engagement. It's not just been outreach. So, you know, if it's appropriate at some time to change that terminology, I think it bears some discussion.
Thank you, Belinda. I actually almost, based on earlier conversations at the board meeting, I almost called it the Environmental Improvement Transportation and Table Setting Committee. But I like public engagement better. I think that's a good comment. Any other comments from committee members? I don't hear any. So with that, we'll move on to agenda item number 4. Which is one last chance for public interest comments. So we'll open it back up, Maria, for any public interest comments, if there are any.
Mr. Chair, there are no further public comments for our final public comment.
Okay. Well, thank you. That'll close the public comment on agenda item number 4, which takes us to agenda item number 5, which is adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.